Hey, welcome to the Happy Rant Podcast. I am Ted Kluck, joined as always in studio by my good friends, my partners in radio, Barnabas Piper and Ronald J. Martin. Boys, we have not done radio in this fashion for a while. We did a lot of radio in the same room together in Hearst, Texas. Now we're back. We're back to our day-to-day lives, which means Pipe and I are back at home and Ronald is traveling somewhere. We have some things to get into, boys. We've got some...
Ronnie, are you at a Hyatt place?
No, I'm not. I didn't get that kind of luxury on this particular Minneapolis trip. It was it's a beautiful Holiday Inn Express, though, boys. So I'm not...
Wow.
I'm not suffering because, you know, they've kind of... Like Big T, they've... You know, Hyatt Place was so innovative. I feel like everybody's kind of like trying to like... walking their path. Yeah. So like they all kind of have this mid-century, you know, sort of like we've just, you know, redesigned our interior sort of vibe to it. So it's almost like walking into a Hyatt P now everywhere I go.
Every time I hear mid-century, I just think uncomfortable chairs with spindly legs.
Yeah, you're not wrong. Right, yeah, exactly. You're right. Okay.
It feels clean. Sure. It looks nice. That's all.
Yeah.
Now,
baby, this is your...
It just made everything skinnier, not more comfortable.
Correct.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah. This is your uncool trip, right? Like, you've got your, like, cool friends in ministry who, like, feed you steak and, you know, bourbon that tastes like chewed up glass, and they put you up in, the penthouse suite of a skyscraper or whatever, and then you have the kind of, like, khaki-wearing Midwestern guys who are uncool. This is your uncool trip.
Right? I mean, for posterity, I won't phrase it like that. I'll let you phrase it like that.
Sure.
Yes.
Sure.
This would be the khaki.
Yeah.
This would be the khaki crowd I'm kicking it old school with.
Now, does it bring you any joy that you are the coolest person in the room, or would you rather be with cool people? Like, suss that out in terms of if you had to weigh it on a scale, what would be the better experience? You know,
maybe
what I mean?
You know what's weird about that?
Yeah.
I don't. So as I've gotten older, obviously I don't. You know, it's like. I've gotten to know some of these guys now for the better part of a decade.
Yeah.
So, you know, baby, I don't see khaki when I walk in the room.
I didn't see khaki when I walked in that room, did I? You know what I saw?
No, but I mean, I don't know. I just love these dudes. And it's like that aspect of who we are and what we do doesn't really come into it. So I'm totally comfortable in it. And they kind of, you know, I've known these dudes long enough to where I get all the jokes about the fact that I still dress like I'm 15 and you know, they don't, right? Yeah. So it's like, it's all, you know, all's fair in love, war, and denominations.
You know? Do you think that'll ever change?
To be fair, you've been dressing like you were 15 since you were 15. They've been dressing like they were 50 since they were 15.
I mean, so that's probably correct.
At some point, it averages out, right?
I mean, I think it does. I mean, I think you just described it beautifully.
You know?
It's like, yeah, for sure. So I'm looking at these dudes in their khakis and I'm like, you literally put that on first day of school, like 6 years old.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at my outfit going, and here I am. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's an even Steven, right?
Let me ask you this. Yeah. As you, cause you're growing up in a lot of ways.
Like all grown up, baby.
You're grown up and you're grown up and you're grown up. But you know what I mean? Like you're getting your doctorate. You're kind of like, you know, doubling down on the ministry guy thing. Do you think that like for career advancement reasons, you might start dressing like a grown up at some point?
I mean, baby, I know you're being a little coy, but I mean, that's a legit question.
It is a legit question. Yeah. That's why I asked it. Yeah. It's like,
here's the
thing.
So here's what's changed in this world, right? Because of the casualization of society.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even the guys that wear khakis aren't just wearing khakis anymore. They're wearing like skinny khakis.
Sure.
So there's even like this sort of hipster element to the dudes that are kind of wearing those, like they would never put on a pair of jeans to be at one of these things, but their khakis and their shirt and their jacket and these kind of shoes they're wearing are pretty close now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
everybody's kind of
changed.
Yeah. I know the game's changed. It's well said. Everybody's kind of creeping toward the middle is what I'm hearing.
That's exactly what it is. Except for the older dudes that are like, I mean, they just are classic, like Pipe's dad's age, you know, kind of era where they got they got the jacket they've been wearing for four decades and, you know, they got the regular baggy,
Yeah.
You know, the regular baggy khakis that look like they've needed to be ironed since 1987, you know, kind of thing.
You know what, so I think, though? Go ahead, Pike.
I have three photos of my dad at various points in my home and office. One from his first few years in ministry at Bethlehem Baptist in the early 80s. One from about the year 2000, where he's... it's a photo he took with Ray Ortlund at a conference when Ray was pastoring in Georgia, and then one from the last couple of years when he was in town. I think he's wearing the same jacket in all three.
That's so epic.
And yeah, just there's so just kind of backing up your point about the guys who are like 70 plus are like, I'm going to wear the same tweed jacket every day, and it could be 40 degrees outside or 94 degrees outside, or I could be with hipsters, or I could be with what this is it. This but is there's my
something,
uniform.
There's something so respectable about that to me. And I'm not just being, I'm not trying to be funny right now. Like if you look at a picture of Joey Ramone from the early 70s and then look at a picture of him the day before he passed, dude, he's wearing the same clothes, right?
I know, dude.
I just think it's like, man, your dad just has a different, he has a different set of threads. I mean, that's all it is at the end of the day. But what he's done is he's found that one thing that he feels good, he feels comfortable in, that gives him confidence, that describes who he is, and he sticks with it like glue.
I think we're. And he hates nothing more than people commenting on his clothes, which is really fun for me, because I like to compliment his jacket as if it's new and things like that.
That's super funny, Pipe. I think we're going to feel really lost without that generation. You know what I mean? Because they were the last ones that like really embraced being a grown-up. Like, I think when that generation is gone, yeah, there's just not going to be an adult in the room, even though there will be people who are like 50 and 60. I don't know. I think we're going to feel a void, not to get all existential and sad about that generation going
away.
What
do you think the void... So describe the void in like practice. Like, what's that going to feel like when you walk in a room, those guys have passed, and now we have a bunch of like... disgruntled like Gen Xers that are, well, not probably still in charge because somehow the boomers are still going to like run the show from heaven or hell.
Yeah. But, I don't know, man. I think that was the last generation that really embraced adulthood as a valuable thing. Whereas our generation and below, like youth culture has driven, you know, so much of marketing and just our headspace and how we view ourselves, how we view others. Like, I don't know that like anyone's going to be capable.
Well, I think part of it is, so we have 40-year-olds now who refer to doing normal adult things as adulting, as if they're pretending to be a grown-up.
It's like, dude, you're 40. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're middle-aged.
That's just your life now.
Right.
And whereas the generation before us at like 24 just did the adult things.
That was called life for them.
They graduated from college or high school and like went into the trades or came back from Vietnam or whatever. And we're like, okay, now we live an adult life. Mm-hmm. And I think what we lose is when that's your baseline, just living an adult life, you handle the crises and you handle the, so think like a church business meeting or whatever, where you're trying to make budget decisions. That's not a crisis. That's just decision-making.
Right.
There's just sort of a level-headed like, okay, well, let's think through this, as opposed to anxiety-ridden, you know, moralizing about whatever because we're not used to making any decisions with gravity.
Yeah. It'll be
sad, Pipe.
Yeah, exactly. It'll be fascinating to see how it plays out. But Pipe, we have an Ohio episode to record. That was a little 8.5 minutes of existential stuff, but we need to sell some products. So Pipe, tell us about Visual Theology.
Yes, our sponsor, Visual Theology. Listeners, go to visualtheology.church/happy. That is our unique landing page where you can find out about discounts they have for you. But let me tell you a little bit about Visual Theology. It is a online and print resource company. So they do posters and books and curriculum. So really good for youth groups, college groups, Bible studies, Christian school programs. They do shirts and various apparel. But what I want to highlight today specifically is their membership aspect. So if you go explore their site and you think this could be great for our church, for our organization, for whatever ministry, even just for your family, you know, if you want to do something that's helpful in discipling your kids or your teens, their memberships are low cost, and they offer ongoing discounts as well as free products. So it's a great way to kind of get ongoing deals if you see this as something you want to get in on for More than just a single purchase. Now, if you just want to do a single purchase, if you use the code HAPPYRANT at discount, you get a 20% discount off of, or use the code HAPPYRANT at checkout, you get 20% discount off of any purchase, including your first month of membership. So whether you just want to buy one of the books or one of the shirts or posters, use that code HAPPYRANT. But what I would encourage you to do first is just go to visualtheology.church. Explore the website, see the books, see the graphics, see the cool designs. We love the work that Josh Byers does. It's not hokey. It's none of that like Lord's Gym t-shirt junk that, although I guess that might be sort of ironically cool now. It's the kind of thing you can feel proud to wear in public. And, the books are really, really helpful for giving clarity to scripture, helping put things into visuals that on page are just numbers or are just lists of names or hard to see how scripture all fits together, that kind of thing. So again, go to visualtheology.church/happy, explore it, check out the membership specifically, and use the code HAPPYRANT at checkout to get that 20% discount.
Pipe, that's excellent. Yeah, really, really good. Yeah, that was so pro.
I'm on visual.
Sometimes having a couple weeks off just, yeah.
Yeah, Pipe.
Having a couple weeks off really, really breathes some life into me. So I feel good now.
It does. Like, it's like you got fresh legs. You know what I mean? Like, you got a couple weeks. You got a couple of nights off in the NBA, and now the spring is back. And yeah, you're just going for it.
I appreciate the podcast load management we've been doing.
Exactly,
I
feel
like it's been beautiful.
Really come out, and
yeah.
Can I light up the Clippers on a Thursday night?
Yeah, yeah. We don't.
Can I second, third, and 19th that?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's been nice, baby. I know. This it's hard to find the hour, you know. And baby, I want to give you a compliment too. I think the way you handled that, like, this is your uncool friend group question, was really top notch. Mm. You did a nice job, like, on your feet with that one. I feel like you guys are you're both like
doing, all cylinders today.
Yeah, all cylinders today for you two. I'm not sure about me yet, but
baby, you're on it. You're doing it. You're hosting the way you need to host right now.
Well, I appreciate it, baby. That's good words of aff for me. But boys, we have Ohio things to talk about. I mean, what a lovely state with just a top-notch highway system, really easy to get around in. Ohio, really charming. But we have two Ohio things, Piper, to talk about. One of which is, because it's the middle of September, of course, we need to do some content on Ron's Christmas photo shoot, which apparently already happened. It's on everybody's lips everywhere I go. Everyone wants to talk about Ron's Christmas photo shoot. So, Piper, how do you want to work our way through this? Do you have specific questions or do we just kind of get into it and then see what arises?
I want to know. So I would really like to hear from Ronnie what vibe they were going for this year, what message they're trying to communicate, what was the inspiration, describe the setting a little bit. So just kind of paint the picture for us, because I've seen some of the sneak peek preview ones that were shared online and I have some reactions, but I really want to hear from the source on this.
Yeah, good.
Boys, it was completely accidental. All right, let me just start there.
I'm going to call BS on that right now.
Yeah.
It was completely accidental.
There's no way that it was completely accidental.
When you hear the story, Pipe, you'll understand. So what happens is we have this amazing photographer named Adrian.
Oh, Adrian, we used her last year, right?
Adrian is from last year. We've used Adrian in the past.
Wonderful.
So Adrian is like, she's kind of a next Lev like photographer, right? And it's not like you just call Adrian and go, "What's up, A? Like, can we do a photo tomorrow?" Like, you gotta book these things like 27 years in advance, right?
Yeah, so it's sounding really accidental so far.
No, so here's what happened. So Adrian, like being like the social media person that she is, she did this crazy thing on Insta where she said, "Hey," she said, "I found this field and I like the lighting right now because of the season." And she said, "I'm going to do, wait for it, boys. I'm going to do 3 20-minute sessions. First come, first serve." Let me qualify that these are in no way just free sessions.
No, no.
They're literally 17 times as much as you would pay for any other photo at any other time in your life, right?
Yeah.
So anyway, I don't know what it was, but Big M, like, she saw the Insta post. And she immediately texts and she said, do you want to just do this now? We'll get our Christmas photos done. And I'm, you know, and I start complaining and, you know, kind of rolling my eyes and, you know, breathing out really loudly and, you know, doing that whole thing.
Thou dost protest too much.
Yeah, we know how you hate photo shoots. Both.
Well, I mean, to be honest, boys, I like the product. I don't like doing them. And that's a fact. So, so I just said, sure. And literally 4 minutes later, she's like, okay, great. Monday, we got to be there at 5 o'clock. We have from 5 till 5:20. And I went, wow. Okay. So that's how it all came together, right? And so that's legit right there, man. We got this exclusive last minute happy accidental photo shoot with the amazing, and she is amazing.
Yeah.
Adrian in the field.
Piper, I have a question about the economics of this and also a question about the psychology of it, which what do you want to lean into first, Pipe?
I teed up the first question. You pick whatever direction you want to go.
Yeah. So economically, is there a tipping point where you go, yes, like Atrium is the, like, she's the elitist of the elite hipster photographers in the area, but maybe we dial it back a little bit cost wise and we get like a slightly less good hipster for our like non-revenue generating Christmas card. Does that even get discussed, or is it just like, for sure, we're going with Adrian?
Baby, you talk, was that at me or Pipe?
No, that was at you. You're the one who just got your picture taken. So.
Tell me the last part of the question again.
Yeah. So is it always a given that you're paying like top dollar for this lady, or is it ever part of the discussion that you would go with a cheaper hipster and get like a slightly less magnificent photograph for your non-revenue generating Christmas card?
Yeah, I mean, that last part is a fact, maybe. Yeah. A non-revenue generating Christmas card.
Unless you're selling these. I mean, maybe you're...
We're
maybe
not
you're
selling them. I'd like to sell them.
I don't know.
I think they're sellable, but we're not quite there. No, so I don't know, because really Big M handles this part of the marriage, you know, in terms of our Christmas photo shoot. So yeah. I don't even know what to compare the cat. I don't... Maybe it's not a lot. I mean, I don't even know what to compare it to.
I mean, do you ever have a moment, though, where you just, like, maybe you get back from it, and maybe it's a couple days later, and you're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe we just dropped $2,000 on, like, sashaying out into a field to get our picture.
I mean, it's not $2,000, but no, I've never thought that, because, like, the photos are so epic.
Mm.
And here's the thing, if I do photos, I do like them to be, like, kind of...
Well, I mean, Pipe and I have seen them, you know?
Yeah,
I mean, we do.
If we're going to do photos, let's do it. Let's let them be good. I don't want to do, I don't want to live the Olin Mills life, you know, for the rest of my life. You know, it's like, let's do it.
Well, those aren't the only two options, but, Piper, you have something dialed up.
Yeah, I have. So I'm noticing a trend. So Ronnie, I think 2 years ago, if I recall correctly, and I can't forget it because it was the Christmas poster year, we did a, yeah, it was a great like fathead size thing on the front of my fridge for a month.
I think that was last year, Pipe, but yeah. The one where I'm like swooping down on Big M and the whole deal.
Well, maybe you did poster two. No, it was you were wearing a red Buffalo Check shirt in this one. Then last year was the other field. Yeah. It was a different field.
I love how you know the years. It's so
It's look, you leave an impression. But here's my
kind
observation.
Kind of like trading cards, you know.
I remember you telling the story of that poster size one, and again, it was an accidental photo shoot because you're like, oh, we were at like this apple picking fest because fall, very very. Fall festival, and there was a photo booth, and oh, why not? And you were both like perfectly coiffed and photo ready. I just like, is there any part of you that when you wake up in the morning, you think, you know, today might be the day for a photo shoot? Better,
there might be a camera
dress accordingly.
Somewhere.
You know, I realize your hair is always done, like that's not a question. But like, is there ever a day where you're like, today's a sweatpants day, or is it like, nah, today could be an accidental photo shoot day? I need to be prepared and ready.
Pipe, I mean, Hunter, I mean, there's like, so we take our days off on Friday, and it's like, dude, most of the time that is a sweatpants day. Mm-hmm. But if we walk out the door and it's sweatpants day, it cannot be photo shoot day. Mm-hmm. So that's just how it works.
I think Spurgeon wrote something about that.
Yeah, I did. Spurgeon.
It's sort of a potential sacrifice where you're like, you know, today we're going to give up the opportunity of a photo shoot by being comfortable.
Every once in a while, Big M will throw one of these things out. She'll say like this. So I'm walking out the door. I'm wearing my shorts and my T-shirt. And I got my cap on, whatever. And she'll go, you know, I was thinking we are going to be picking apples. Do you want to bring maybe some better clothes in case we want to get someone to take a picture and then the picture ends up being way better than we thought? And it would be something we'd want to post. And I look at her and I typically get, and we're going to talk about this in a minute. Okay. All right. Let me just give a preview for our listeners.
Sure.
We're going to talk about things that can potentially make us irrationally angry.
Yeah.
And they're small things. And that's one of those things where I go, babe, I don't like, I, you know, and I'm stumbling over my words and then I end up grabbing like all my good clothes and we walk out the door. You know what I mean? So that's how that works sometimes.
So you're going to the cider mill with like wardrobe changes in the back of the car.
Well, so I have a habit. Now, I'm glad you brought that up, baby. So sometimes I'll do that out of anger because it's like, well, I don't want to do a photo shoot. But here's the thing about me anyway. I always bring up to an additional 2 changes of clothing no matter where I go.
Didn't Paul write, like, never bring your wardrobe changes in anger?
Yeah, Galatians 5:13.
That's it. Yeah, yeah. So, I mean,
I just picture Ronnie with, like, an adult diaper bag. Like, that's what you do for small children.
Well, dude, boys, check this out. You big
it's
Anne
so true.
Just drives her up the wall. So, we're walking out the door, and I'm literally carrying, like, 2 pairs of pants, 4 pairs of shoes, and 3 jackets. But it's not because of photo shoot stuff. It's because I'm so afraid I'm either going to be uncomfortable or cold. Or something. So I'm like, dude, I just don't want to be miserable with what I'm wearing all day. I gotta have backups. I just call them backups. She goes, oh my gosh, you have so many backups today. Like, why we should just build something in the back of the car so you can hang all this
stuff. Yeah, you guys have like,
that'd be beautiful.
You guys have a homeschool van, but not for kids. It's just for all your wardrobe changes. It's like a closet on wheels. So
do you have like one of those pop-up changing booths that you like, you know, you unzip and like snap the thing out and then you can go inside and do like a quick wardrobe change? Any parking lot anywhere?
I would love that so much because most of the time I'm in some weird Starbucks bathroom.
Yeah, like, I was going to say change. Like changing in a regular like general public bathroom feels a little proletarian for you.
I don't know what that word means.
Doing that.
But it.
Just
I don't know
common,
what that word means, but,
you know.
But yeah, well, yeah. Now I know what it means. But yeah, it always feels weird walking into the Bucks carrying like 3 pairs of shoes and like 4 jackets.
Yeah, yeah.
That's I feel true. Like they're looking at me like, what's about to happen right now?
Right, right. And they get a lot of poncy hipsters through there, but still, like that's another level yet. So psychologically, how important is it to like act like you don't like the photo shoot or don't want to do it? Is that always in play, or has there ever been a photo shoot where you're like, you're clicking your heels together, man? You're stoked. Like, let's go do this. Let's get into it.
All right, boys. I need you to hear me on this for a minute.
Yeah.
So I like a good, I love the end product of a good photo shoot. Any photo shoot that I'm going into, it creates an incredible amount of anxiety. I do not like taking photos.
Really?
Because I'm always because it's like you get the photo and you're like, dude, I really do need to lose like 36 pounds. You know, it's one of those things every time for me where I'm depressed for like 4 days after the shoot. I just, I don't feel like putting myself through that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so it's a vicious cycle, isn't it?
It is. I don't like it. Yeah. I mean, so I like a good photo, especially if it creates the illusion of what I look like, even though I don't exactly look like that.
Yeah.
I mean, which is what a photo is. You know, it's just an illusion of this one angle that makes you look twice as skinny and 3 times as good looking as you actually are.
Right.
And so that's why you take 400 photos, because in 400 photos, there's going to be at least 3 that capture that. It's a vicious cycle, baby.
Yeah, it is a vicious cycle. It's you've given us a lot to think about. Pipe, do you have any other questions on the Christmas thing?
Well, yeah, just one. Okay. Just one more question.
And I have one more thing to add to it too, boys, that you didn't.
Yes.
Know, yeah.
So the question is, your photographer said she found this field that she really likes. The lighting is great. Would you just give us in your most, you know, Wendell Berry descriptive prose, a flyover of that scene?
So there's this park that we had to meet her at, and it's one of these old parks that has the barn in the background.
Oh, we call those wedding venues in Nashville.
They're wedding venues in Ohio now too. So you walk down this path, you turn to the left, you walk down a gravel path, and it's just all of these, I don't know what kind of plants or flowers they are, but all these golden, you know, like flowers and sunflowers. And you saw a little bit of the photos. And so she says, all right, I just, here's a great spot. Just walk out into the middle of those. So it's kind of funny because you're walking out in the middle of these things and they're like going up your pant leg and they're all scratchy and they're like, and there's, you know, you got blood, you know, running down your like ankle. And she's like, great, stop, turn right there. I want you to hold hands. I want you to walk. I want you to like, you know, I want you to look each other in the eye. I want you to like lean over and like kiss her on the forehead. I want you to. So, I mean, you're just doing what she tells you to do. You don't have a life. You're a Gen X guy that's been being told what to do your whole life by boomers. And then you get a millennial photo shoot person that just keeps doing the same thing because that's what it's like to be a Gen Xer.
That's right? True. You got people telling you what to do.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, yeah, we are that generation. We just go, right, well, I don't control anything. So, yeah, just tell me what I need to do, right?
Yeah.
It's even kind of like on this podcast, baby. I mean, Pipe kind of runs this thing. He tells us what to do.
I like it.
Because we're Gen Xers, and we do it. We just say, sure, Pipe, what do you need?
That's right.
Okay, I have a follow-up question to that. Since you're Gen Xers, and apparently I run the show, how much do you quietly resent me in your heart like you do every other authority in your life?
I mean, massively.
Okay. I just wanted to get it out there on the table. I just want to know where I stand.
I mean,
I'm not overly
right
concerned because you'll just keep it to yourself. But
I mean, this is hard for me and T right now. You should know that. But
I don't resent you at all. Like, I'm thrilled that, like, you're doing the work that I'm incapable of doing / don't want to do.
I love T. Just can't be ironic for 1 minute.
Yeah, I can't, dude. No, I'm playing this one earnest, you know, playing it straight.
Great luck on you.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate both expressions of hopefully lack of actual resentment, the ironic and the sincere. So thank you. I don't want to be an authority figure in your life.
You're that not sounds that, was a that total sounds joke. Miserable. What's up? What are you guys all Enneagram ones today? It was a joke. It's ha ha. We're good.
Yeah. Which Enneagram is the super apologetic one? I don't know. 9. I'm sorry for trying to be an authority figure, guys.
Yeah, you're 9 and wanting it right now, basically. You're 9.
Oh, that's so antithetical to who I am.
It is. So we're all confused right now. Here's the final part of it, boys, then we can move on.
Did you say the final part or the flannel part?
The final part, which might be flannel. Here's the flannel part of it. So we're sitting there, right? We're finishing up the photo shoot. And it was gloriously short. It was 20 minutes down to the T. Mm-hmm. And I just go, and she makes this comment. Adrian goes, you know, this field would probably look great at Christmas time. And I looked over at Big M, and then I looked over at Adrian. I said, hey, can we book a shoot right now for like the first snow for Christmas photos for 23 in this field? And she looked at me like I just spoke, like literally like we are finally speaking the same language. I mean, literally, like you would have never seen a person get that excited.
You realize that Adrian has just like perfected the craft of, you know, letting you and Melissa part with your money. Like,
I mean, 100%.
I mean, she's the poor Adrian. I mean, really, she's the real hero here in that, like, this poor girl, she's in Ohio with a bunch of like level-headed Midwesterners who don't like getting their pictures taken. And finally she finds some vain, like, California suckers who are literally like, take all my money, here's every credit card that I have, just promise me that you'll continue taking my picture on the regular. You guys have, like, you've done a great thing for her. I feel like she needs to like start coming to your church out of gratitude.
She also deserves a compliment for that like gateway drug strategy.
Yeah.
You know, here's
the 20
minutes for free.
It's a teaser.
First 20
yeah.
minutes free.
Right.
And then I'll just automatically swipe your card for next year.
Yeah, yeah. And again, boys, it was not, let me be, to be clear, it was not free.
It was definitely nothing free about it.
There's no free lunch or photo shoot in this world, in this life.
How does she take your money? Does she have one of those things that like attaches to her phone that you just like zip the card through it right there? Or does she do it old school? She take a check?
No, boys, it's called Venmo. That's how we, that's
oh,
how we
just Venmo.
Everybody.
Yeah, just Venmo. Wow.
So
wow.
Yeah, man. Yeah, kind so of, that's it. So we're already booked up for Christmas 23.
Oh,
we'll
wonderful.
Be able to talk about
I was
this
worried.
In 3 months. Yeah, I know you guys were. It was concerning.
Man. Boy.
Boys, don't worry. Everything's on schedule.
Yeah, wow. That's really good. Piper, do we want to talk about the other Ohio thing? The fact that the Cleveland Indians are now called the Cleveland Guardians. I for one am just so relieved. I mean, it's about time. Ronald, as a native Ohioan and as a a former Cleveland Indians fan yourself. Like, how is this hitting you?
Well, boys, I will say that the few people that sort of dialogued with me about it, there seemed to be a little more outrage. And obviously, because it's a big change, right? Because if you saw, like, so they posted this video and it was like Tom Hanks overdubbing, like, the change, right?
So they must have taken. Is he from Cleveland?
I don't think he is, but they obviously had a $4 million budget to get some guy's voice in there.
So he's literally never been to Cleveland or anywhere in Ohio.
He doesn't even know where Ohio is. Yeah, right. Except for that one movie he made about Ohio, probably like
that. Except for that photo shoot he did with Adrian in a field one time.
I mean, I'm pretty sure even Forrest Gump, when he ran across the country, avoided Ohio.
He skipped Ohio.
Boys. Exactly.
Yeah. He walked around. He went to, it was all 49 states.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. He was born in California, y'all. This is, there's no like roots there.
Dude, so Hank, okay, I'm interested in this from like a branding standpoint. So Hanks does the voiceover that's intended to like verbally like pat down and sort of ease the tensions of Ohioans everywhere who 100%. Are outraged about this thing.
And remember, it's Ohio, it's Cleveland, right? So whatever the budget was, he probably got every dollar plus extra.
Sure, sure, yeah. Would you say just in the world of like videos that are intended to make people feel better, would you say that it was effective?
Oh, it was beautiful. I mean, dude, they showed all of these like all these overhead, you know, shots, all these drone shots of like, you know, Cleveland while the sun is rising, you know, it's all that kind of stuff.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I mean, it couldn't have been more like hopeful and heartwarming. I mean, it literally sounded like, you know, hey, we're you know, like it's the dawn of a new day. It was one of those.
Oh, it is. Yes. Yeah. It's like the Lord's mercies are new every morning in Cleveland, you know?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Right? It would have been more of a, like a, if it would have been a little more Christian and religious, he might have said that. Yeah. And in Ohio, he actually could have.
Yeah, exactly. Piper, what are your thoughts on the Cleveland Guardians?
I don't hate it as much as some people on one premise. Mm-hmm. There are so many stupid sports team names that we all just say as if they're normal.
Thank you, Pipe.
That in a year, nobody's going to think that this is a dumb name. I mean, I'm sure some like 72-year-old who's been rooting for the Indians for forever will think it's dumb. But like, I don't know, pick like the Utah Jazz. There's no Jazz in Utah. The Los Angeles Lakers. There's no Lakes in Los Angeles. The Memphis Grizzlies. There's no Grizzlies in Memphis.
Right.
The teams that just like take a name and move across the country with it. Or let's see, what's the Minnesota Wild. Wild is not even a thing. Yeah. Like there are so many stupids. Every soccer team has a stupid name. Yeah. So I just feel like, it's a change is uncomfortable, but give it 6 months and Cleveland is going to be full of people wearing Guardians gear and it's going to be fine. Yeah. The real problem is that their team stinks right now. And if they were good, all of this would go easier because people would be proud to wear the new gear.
I have a question for both of you guys, but Ron, I don't know if you've seen this movie, but I bet you have. And Piper, I think I know you have. Does this make the movie Major League like cooler for you, or does it ruin it? You know what I mean? So the Major League, if you haven't seen it, it's about the Cleveland Indians, came out in the late 80s. Great movie, super fun sports movie. Does it make Major League cooler, or does it ruin Major League?
Do we need to give the like gritty and some content caveat on that one?
Yeah, a little gritty, a little content, you know, but you know,
I think it makes it cooler. I think it timestamps it.
Yeah. I was kind of thinking that same way on Major League. Like, if you want to see Cleveland Indians stuff and, like, go in the Wayback Machine a little bit, that movie would be a great way to do it. Get to see the old stadium. I don't know. Yeah, this like, raises the value of Major League to me.
The one thing, and Ronnie, I don't know if you've seen it yet. I feel like
I've never seen it. I've never seen Major League. That's the one with what's-his-name, right?
Charlie Sheen. Baby, you would love it because it's kind of...
It just seemed kind of silly. It seemed more like a kid's movie. That's why I think I've never seen
it. No, it's rated R, dude. It's, yeah.
It's closer to like raunchy comedy than kids, but like funny, clever, not just like dirty, dumb jokes.
Funny, clever, and like the last 12 minutes, it gets really inspirational, and you get the sports movie ending. And it's,
I guess I just don't like Charlie Sheen. Maybe that's what put me off on it. So
he's not the leading guy. He's just a guy. It's kind of an ensemble cast.
It's very much an ensemble. Why don't you like Charlie Sheen, baby?
Oh, I don't know. He's just such a, I don't know. I'll just leave it there. Oh. It's just, I just don't like him. I just don't take him seriously. But.
Yeah. Interesting.
I have one more question about the Guardians thing. And Ronnie, I don't know if you've seen it yet. I feel like you would have thoughts on this. The one real complaint I have about it is the font they used to design the, like the CG, the Cleveland Guardians. It looks, I mean, like, Little League, the Little League World Series was not too long ago. Those teams had better designed uniforms. Like it looks so childish.
Doesn't it look just like the Indians logo, but with Guardians?
No.
Because the Indians have, like, for a while, they haven't used their logo at all because it's that the Chief Wahoo face that's kind of insulting.
But I mean, just the font, right? Just like the cursive.
Well, no, they just have like the block C right now. It's like super old and classic. Just that red C,
Which I like. That's cool.
This looks like some sort of like superhero cartoon font, like you'd see it on a comic book. It's really thinking of the next, it's really goofy looking.
Yeah, I mean, they're thinking of what the kids are wearing, right?
I think all the budget went to Tom Hanks, and
it did literally, man. I keep going back to that, man.
Baseball has this problem where like kids don't like the game. Well, kids love the game. Kids don't follow Major League Baseball, and this is what happens when a bunch of like 60-year-old execs are like, "How do we get the youngins to watch?" Well, I don't know. They seem to like them Marvel movies. Let's use those fonts instead.
That's kind of what I think they did. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it feels like.
Yeah, interesting. For sure. I mean, dude, you gotta wear what the kids are wearing.
Nothing connects with kids like calling them youngins either, so it's a good move by Cleveland.
You know what I'm in on design-wise, though, boys? The cover of our book, which is now coming out in, like, 2026 due to supply chain issues.
Yeah, but not due to us, listeners. We delivered the manuscript, and then apparently it's going to take 4.5 years to get printed.
Due to our slow creep into becoming a third-world country. Over here,
we should put out the second book first.
How do we put it out? There's no paper anymore, baby. There's literally no paper. But hey, I do like that cover design. It's all conceptual at this point, but I think they got it right. They did.
Yeah, I think it looks good. And listeners, you'll just have to believe us until we have a chance to actually release the design.
Yeah, telling our listeners it looks good is not great, right?
Dude, you know what we need to do? We need to do the faux humble thing of like, you know, look at my book cover, but I'm not trying to flex. Like on social media, put it out there, man. Let the people see it. You know what I mean?
When do we ever do faux humble? I think we do like faux ego.
Yeah, we could do that
like,
too.
Look at our future bestseller.
Exactly. Anyway, we should do that and give the people a little teaser of what they got coming in 2026 when America gets back on its feet again with supply chain issues.
4 years from today.
Podcast.
Yeah, exactly. Boys, we've done what we always do in that I've forgotten to throw it to Pipe for the second sponsor. Piper, tell us about Dwell Bible.
Yes, Dwell Bible, listeners, is our very own, very favorite audio Bible app. If you go to dwellapp.io/happyrant, you can check that out. It is one of the, if not the best audio Bible experience out there. It's not dynamic and dramatic and a lot of those things, but it's a great way to connect with scripture in a bunch of different ways with listening plans. And so to get you through the Bible in a year or 2 years, they have lists where you can go through promises or, verses to help you in the time of suffering or to help you with your prayer life. They have all sorts of features built in to help you reflect or memorize or prepare for teaching and different things. So go check it out, dwellapp.io/happyrant. They also have specific discounts for our listeners. It's a 33% discount off the lifetime subscription, which I think is about a $50 savings, and a 10% discount off of the annual subscription, both of which are very affordable and well worth it. So go check them out today as well.
Wonderful, Pipe. Great work. Are we doing a Patreon today, boys?
We should.
Yeah. Let me wrap this one and we'll get into the Patreon. Boys, we've done what we always do in this program in that we have wandered to and fro throughout the Cleveland Guardians new branding experience and Ronald Martin's new branding experience vis-a-vis his Christmas card. And until next time.
The Happy Rant is brought to you by Resonate Recordings. If you go to resonaterecordings.com, you can see the full range of services they offer. So if you're considering starting a podcast, they are the ones we recommend going with. Again, go to resonaterecordings.com to see their prices, to connect with them and ask any questions, and to see what they can do to help you launch, edit, master, and improve your podcast. Again, go to resonaterecordings.com to see what they can do to help you launch and improve your podcast.
Hi, friend. Are you stressed? Maybe even worried about so many needs around you that you've forgotten you are worth taking care of too? Well, I'm Bonnie Gray, the host of Breathe, the Stressless Podcast. I want to invite you to join me as I share practical tips based on science, inspired by God's Word, to help you spark joy and restore God's peace and love to your soul. Subscribe now and go to lifeaudio.com.